We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Even though I knew that the globalists were accelerating their plan for a total global takeover via engineered collapse, it's one thing to know it intellectually, as I've said many times. It is another thing entirely to be witnessing it unfold. We are seeing just the beginnings of that accelerated collapse taking place right now. Really, only one thing can change this peacefully, and that is an awakening across the board, a paradigm-shattering understanding by people on the so-called left and right that the larger system is rigged, and people have to become aware of how the social engineers are manipulating us, playing us off against each other so that we're busy fighting mindlessly over diversionary issues while the real decisions are being made by the technocrats. Now, on this sixth day of July 2014, we're really going to focus for most of the broadcast about the collapse of the U.S. border. That's a big deal. And it is a high crime and misdemeanor. It is the president not faithfully executing his oath to protect the country's border. And this is the exact type of thing that we saw begin the impeachment of Richard Milhouse Nixon. So we're going to be discussing all of this and more today. Now, Kit Daniels, one of our great reporters at Infowars.com, is out of town visiting family. He's not in Austin where this broadcast comes to you from. He's out in the country with his folks, but he's going to drive into town where he can get cell signal at the start of the next hour and do a few segments with us, because late last week we got a letter in the mail here at the offices from the Department of the Air Force, from the head general of the 502nd Air Base Wing that covers a bunch of bases in San Antonio, saying that they're basically looking at federal prison for Kit Daniels, who said, I'm here for a Nancy Pelosi press conference, and I'm here to try to ask her questions. And they also got some footage of the facility, within the facility, holding the illegal alien kids for a cost of $250 a day. And they're saying that they will arrest him if he ever comes back, and that they're basically looking at coming after him. Feds threaten journalists with prison over a report on illegal immigration. Now, this broke last Friday. Only DrudgeReport.com picked it up. Just giving credit where credit's due. It's pretty big news when they threaten journalists. Already last week, in fact, guys, I forgot it. Will you print it for me? Already last week, back last Monday, a member of Congress, we learned, for 3 weeks, had been trying to get into this same base and others. And a federal judge ruled, no, you can't go on the base to see what's going on. This isn't like some secret base with nukes. When Kit Daniels went on the base, they were at it was open because they had a graduation going on there separately. Just the separate area fenced off with the illegals is off limits. But a congressman has been barred access to any of it. So again, congressman barred from the facility as well. This illustrates how controlled the system is. And another story that we broke that no one covered but Drudge, it was finally picked up by the New York Times and by a bunch of other publications like the Daily Caller. Border meltdown. This is 3 weeks after we broke it. Border meltdown. Obama delivering 290,000 illegals to the U.S. homes. And they admit they put them on buses at the border and then just deliver them to wherever they want to be dropped off. We broke that back on June 16th. Drudge carried it on the 17th and 18th. And we'll give you that headline if you want to go look it up and watch the video. And I'm just showing how controlled this is. The New York Times reported on it on July 3rd. Amid influx of migrants, Obama is to skip border visit and Texas trip. Our story was caught red-handed, Border Patrol paying to ship illegals deep into U.S. and broke that it was going to their families, who are illegal aliens themselves. Stay with us.
Obama, my leader.
Fitting that a free screen should sound the alarm against those who would destroy freedom. For in its power to deceive and inflame, or enlighten and inspire, the motion picture has no equal.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Alex Jones, your host. Thank you very much for joining us on this Sunday worldwide transmission, the sixth day of July 2014. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have the news websites, prisonplanet.com, because our planet by the technocrats is being turned into a prison planet. And then, of course, we have infowars.com, the very tip of the spear worldwide in unabashedly wearing our bias of telling the truth and defending freedom on our sleeve. You know, I'm going to be as calm as I can today, and I say that often and rarely am able to do it, but I'm going to try my best today because I've got to get to the big picture and then drill down into each facet of it in an attempt to try to raise the alarm for people out there about how serious a situation we're in. And then if we don't get past the political correctness or the political brainwashing that we are under in this country, it is over. And of course, I'm talking about the fact that for the last 3 months, according to the president of the Border Patrol Union and the vice president, who we've interviewed both of them, Obama has ordered a completely illegal, unlawful, tyrannical, autocratic opening of the border from Southern California to Texas, the entire 2,200-mile piece of land. Now, again, it's not like Switzerland borders us, a failed, collapsed country that has had over 100-plus thousand people killed in just the last 7-8 years, literally cannot even field an Olympic team. And even the highly controlled tourist areas are now not safe to go to. And the State Department has to admit you shouldn't go anywhere in Mexico. And Mexico has opened its southern border in the last 3 months in a concerted effort with the White House. And that's all come out, by the way. But it's not in the big national newspapers, but it's confirmed. We're going to be going over it. Has opened its border with Guatemala. Probably one of the most dangerous countries in the world, and one of the few countries in this hemisphere more dangerous long term than Mexico. Ladies and gentlemen. So Central America, South America are now open right through Mexico. And the fact that Obama has been, by fiat, legalizing all these different illegals when they get here and putting them on welfare as new Democratic voters is only an incentive, obviously, to bring even larger waves in. And this could completely collapse the Southwest. And then there'll be an emergency the federal government can use to basically militarize everything. They have another word for it. It's called martial law. This is a false flag. This is a staged crisis. Obama said we can't let a good crisis go to waste, so did his chief of staff. And he's been saying, I will act unilaterally outside of Congress if they don't legalize all the illegals that are here, 30 million at least, because that will fix illegal immigration. Yes, legalize anyone that can get here, and then that will stop more coming. Ladies and gentlemen, if we needed skilled workers and if skilled workers weren't being laid off in massive numbers in the U.S., I would be all for unlimited skilled workers coming in. I don't care where you come from, Germany, China, Mexico, wherever it is. But we don't. We're in the middle of a depression slash recession. Inflation's kicking in. Food prices are exploding. And the rest of the world is sinking even faster. And the answer is take on a bunch of single moms with 3 or 4 kids into the United States and let the government bypass federal law and flood the states that have got to pay for it. And let 3-4-time loser criminals from all over the world come here. And then when they catch them, they don't even deport them. I've got the Austin Chronicle current issue here in front of me, the July 4th issue, and it's got an illegal with an American flag with holes cut in it on his face. And it attacks the Travis County Sheriff. This is just in a microcosm example, basically saying it's racist that he deports 13 people a week. And that's the third biggest deportation number of any city in the country. We're a city of over 1 million people, metro and growing. 10th largest city in the U.S. I would guess 5,000 illegals show up a week conservatively. I mean, that's a very conservative number. They're only deporting hardcore aggravated felons. And by the way, ICE just turns them loose when he gives them to them. I mean, this is a sanctuary city. And the article's like, we're supposed to be a sanctuary city. What are you doing deporting 13 people a day? Oh, my gosh. This is incredible. And Art Acevedo chimes in, you know, that's not a good thing. We need to have trust with these communities. Let's get something straight, folks. People like Robert Rodriguez, who's going to host Obama coming up this week when he goes to three Texas cities but doesn't visit the border, even though the governor's begging him to, aren't saying anything about the coyotes that have killed hundreds of thousands of Mexicans. They're not saying a word about the tyranny in Mexico. No, it's just fashionable and cool because the Ford Foundation and the federal government wants to balkanize this country in North America to promote a type of new modern Klan movement, but with Hispanics. And that's what this is to basically radicalize Hispanics, break the border, flood North America, and then create a new political system out of that. That's the globalist model to take control. And by the way, I had a top UC Davis professor, Daryl Hamamoto, who's a prestigious professor, sociologist, anthropologist, a political scientist, expert on the Japanese American internment, saying exactly what I just said. And he worked for the Rockefeller Foundation and has been given awards by him and is basically blowing the whistle. Okay? You can go see the interview from last Thursday on Infowars.com. In fact, I'm going to have that reposted right now on the front page of Infowars.com. They use America's total openness to say it's racist if you don't take unlimited illegals. Oh, and by the way, ICE has now been ordered, according to AP, to not call them illegals. First, don't call them aliens, then don't call them illegals. Every country in the world, by the way, that goes back to Latin. Call someone who's in a country legally a resident alien. It just means not from this area. But it's political correctness. Now you call them unaccompanied children. This is the reality, ladies and gentlemen, and the whole police state set up for the American people. And they sell this idea that, why, if you're not a racist, you need to support Obamacare and turn your guns in. You know, not turning your guns in is racist. The NRA is the new Klan. You've heard that. When the NRA was founded to arm blacks after the Civil War by Christian groups so that the Klan wouldn't kill them. Founded to fight the Klan? You're the clown. You're the Klan, according to the clowns over at MSNBC. Freudian slip, they dress in clown outfits. That's what we're dealing with here. Just upside down reality. Do all of you trendies wonder why you can't get jobs or why you have 3 degrees with the colleges but work at McDonald's? Do all of you trendies understand that the world is collapsing into a global depression right now and no country in the world has ever opened its borders up to outsiders like this, totally dropping them? I mean, this is the very definition of treason by Obama and the political class and the Republican Party. Where is Rick Perry declaring civil emergency? He's just mildly criticizing Obama, saying you should come down to the border and see it for yourself. See it for himself. We broke back on June 16th at Infowars.com, and only DrudgeReport.com would carry it the day after, the video of the emergency manager in McAllen, Texas, and of an ICE agent blowing the whistle to us with his voice altered, saying for months they bus them in. Mexico's part of it. We put them on buses, pay for their tickets, or ship them wherever they want to go. They're just freed. They're released. 36,000 aggravated felons released in 1 month last month. I mean, they're releasing child rapists, folks. The government pays to do it. They advertise it in Latin America. This is a plan to fully have tens of millions come, not hundreds of thousands a month, to implode and wreck and bankrupt the country. It's called Cloward and Pivot.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, live back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Hardest working folks in radio. Then we have InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, five nights a week, with all of our great reporters, from Don Salazar to Jakari Jackson, from Leanne McAdoo to Darren McBreen to John Bound, Marcos Morales, Kurt Nemo, Kit Daniels is coming up in the next hour. Pentagon's threatening to arrest him. We have the official letter. It's national news because he dared videotape some of the illegal aliens on the military bases in San Antonio. So I'll have to defend that probably in federal court. Yeah, they're telling they want to put him in federal prison for 6 months. That story was up on DrudgeReport.com for 3 days. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, continuing here with the fact that we know what we're talking about with our reporters, here is the headline from the 18th. We originally put out a video report on the 16th. Caught red-handed, Border Patrol paying to ship illegals deep into the U.S. Exclusive. Federal government works to keep illegals outside U.S. while passing the cost to American taxpayers. And what's the report on Drudge today? The headline is Obama pays to ship 300,000 illegals to private homes in the U.S. And where does that come from? It's in the New York Times, in the last page of a three-page article. Amid influx of migrants, Obama is to skip border visit on Texas trip. And then later, it has the border agencies defending that they just bus them in and then give them a bus voucher and let them go wherever they want. The Daily Caller has a boil down on it. Border meltdown. Obama delivering 290,000, it's actually 300,000, illegals to U.S. homes. Okay, look, if you're a new listener, just you need to get something straight. I was up here on Saturday working, okay? You understand? I'm not playing games, okay? I've had to have arguments with my family, and I got a lot of smart family, by the way, who've worked in black operations, you name it, to not leave the country, okay? This is a planned total shutdown of the U.S. If these illegals aren't turned back, and I'm talking in the next month or so, and if this isn't shut down, you're not going to see hundreds of thousands a month. You're going to see millions. And you're going to see a total collapse of resources. It's already happening as far north as New York. Now, by the way, I don't hate these people. If they were libertarians and had skills, I would be all for them. I could care less what color their skin is. I know the geopolitical plan that is written in stone to bring this country and the world down under globalism. The UN is complaining right now in my stack, saying, oh, Australia, you got to open your borders up to anybody. And the U.S., you got to open yours up. You can't go. I was reading about African countries. In fact, print me the article, guys. I was reading about African countries where they say all whites out, no whites allowed. Nobody cares if that happens, you know, when Mugabe comes out and says it. If I went down to Mexico and said, give me free health care, give me free welfare, they would laugh at me because no one could do that. If you did that, people would come from all over the world until you collapsed. And again, Mexico is rated in the top five of unstable countries worldwide by our own State Department and CIA fact book. Look it up, CIA.gov. It's one of the most unstable, dangerous places in the world. And I'm literally looking at articles in the Austin American Statesman and the Chronicle, where I live in Austin, going, how dare the racist, evil people not want an open border? Be friendly. This is crazy town, ladies and gentlemen. Crazy town. I like Mexico. I want to be able to go down there on vacation. Can't do it. It's too dangerous now. So continuing, let's get to some of these Obama clips, because on July 4th, Obama, the globalist, who says, if you have a business, you didn't build it. Who says people that own guns and have Bibles are bitter clingers. This guy, at a citizen ceremony, nationalization ceremony, sits there and shows a bunch of exploited immigrants who had to join the military and, you know, get arms and legs blown off to become citizens. But that shows what they had to go through. Now you can just walk across the border And he says, you know what? We need more people. That's what makes this country great. Yes, we have the most open immigration ever. Ellis Island, only a third of the people were let in because if you had diseases or you had a criminal record, you got sent back, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, I've got articles in my stack I'm going to get to. I'm giving you a big picture right now where TB is breaking out all over the country. Drug resistant, drug immune. What do you think third world countries are like? What do you think they're like? They don't have any social services. They've collapsed. And now if we take all these people on, it collapses us. It's not like we're in a boom time here in America, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, here it is. Robert Mugabe says no whites may own land in Zimbabwe. This is after 15 years of almost every white family being butchered and burned up in their houses by the equivalent of black Klan. There's this idea that only white people can do racist bad things, which is pure crap. They even call it reverse racism when a non-white does something racial. People are exactly the same, folks. You've always had people that think tribally and think at that level. And the Democrats think at that level. They want a bunch of unwashed dregs on welfare with disabilities and criminal records who cannot work to weigh down the system. It's an official plan. Look it up by the Democratic Party, sociology, Cloward and Piven, 1966, to overload the system and collapse it. And if they can't collapse it by shutting off our coal power plants that supply half the power and by having taxes on us that China, India, Mexico, and 169 other third world countries don't have, they will ship in. Because let me tell you, the cliche that most of these Latin American and Mexican workers are hardworking is true. They've been hardworking, and they had to go across 50 miles of desert to get here before. And most of the Mexicans wouldn't go on welfare. They've got sociologist groups trying to figure out how to get them on welfare. So what do? They advertise, if you're a big lazy person that wears 6X underwear from anywhere in the world, literally, you know, they bought 43,000 pairs of those. I did last week. Come to America, and we're here waiting. You'll go on instant welfare with a free ticket voucher to be bussed anywhere you want. This is a political takeover to get the welfare money by criminal groups in every major city. And the new movies, the TV shows being financed by people like Robert Rodriguez with government funding are openly promoting racial division and race war. And this week coming up, Rodriguez will be hosting Obama here to celebrate their victory against Texas, to quote, turn it blue. And it's not that I'm even a Republican. I'm a libertarian. But the Democratic Party is like brain cancer, folks. It is metastasizing. It is taking over. It is persecuting people politically. They're trying to arrest. They're threatening to arrest my reporter, Kit Daniels, who's coming up in the next hour. This is national news. We have the official letter from the Pentagon for going and reporting on it. I mean, that's how screwed up this country is. I said I would settle down. I got to settle down right now. Let's go to Obama literally urinating on the 4th of July. And remember Pelosi 2 weeks ago saying, we're all in the same hemisphere. We're all Americans. Really, I can't go to Guatemala and get free health care. I can't go to Nicaragua and get everything free. I can't go to Mexico and get any. It's a bunch of bull. Can I go to Mexico and say, you're racist if I can't come here and have my baby for free? And if I can't fly into your country and just be let in? Nobody does that. So when we come back, I'll play the clips of Obama saying, I'll act alone. He's already acted outside of Congress. That's called dictatorship. And here's the big issue. If he gets away with that, he already got away with turning Al-Qaeda loose all over the Middle East. He already got away with putting NATO over our military.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I literally have over 100 exhibits, news articles, letters, documents, laws, impeachment documents. I've got to get to all this. And I told you I would try to remain calm. It's just that, ladies and gentlemen, no country in history that I can think of. Guys, will you print me? I meant to do this, the Cicero clip. Just type in Cicero, the traitor is the plague. It's from 2040-something years ago. Cicero, the traitor is the plague. I want to read that quote. This is so epic what's happening that I can hardly sleep at night. Okay? The United States of America is being imploded into the North American Union. And Nancy Pelosi said it 2 weeks ago. General Petraeus said it 2 weeks ago. I played the clip so many times, I'm not going to play it again. Now Obama comes out last Monday, 7 days ago, and says, I'm going to act alone if Congress doesn't. He already acted alone. The Border Patrol president and vice president, the union, went public and talked to us and said, no, there's been a stand down for 3 months, Mr. Jones. You say you broke all this. No, fine and dandy. We've been telling you that they tell us, stand down, you'll be replaced, and then no one is replaced. They tell them, go pick trash up on the side of the road. Go find people in national parks drinking beer, citizens, and write them tickets. This is what they told us on air. You can go see the interviews at Infowars.com. Just type in Border Patrol President. We've been ordered to stand down. 3 months ago, while the TSA searches you, while they increase, quote, security at public events on the 4th of July, while they admit Pakistanis, folks from Syria, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, are also part of it now. Because, by the way, planes are landing in airports all over the U.S. You've seen this in the news. I just can't believe it when I even say it. And they're landing at military bases, and they're legalizing them right on the spot and busing them wherever they want to go, directly to Democratic Party operations. It's like Akern times a billion. Remember Akern got caught? Yeah, we'll run child slaves out of Latin America for you. Yeah, we'll do whatever you want. This is how lawless they are. These are not liberals. They use our goodwill. They use our friendliness. They use our hospitality. No one acts like this. No other country puts up with this. Again, Mexico has collapsed. Don't even have an Olympic team. That's why they're coming here. The globalist UN is bringing in slavery worldwide, and it has to bring down national sovereignty so nothing can stand in its way. And the masses are getting played off against each other. I feel sorry for these poor immigrants. I respect them more than I respect the average white, black, or brown yuppie I see who doesn't care about having kids. You know, men are men, women are women in a lot of these third world countries. I have more in common with these illegals than I have with the average snot-nosed American citizen. And in a way, I kind of go, you know, let things go ahead and collapse. Go ahead and bring in 10, 20 million. Let them vote to take the guns. Let's become one big giant third world hellhole, because that's what all you dumbass so-called liberals want. You're not liberals. You are fad-driven, mindless, empty people who follow what the system says. You'll get 2-3 degrees. You're never going to get any job with them. You wear whatever you're told by the MTV sicko trendy culture, and you wonder why you're such losers. You say you're intellectual. I've been around you. You're dumber than a whole rock quarry. You're bigger idiots than a box of rocks, ladies and gentlemen. You're a damn asteroid belt of them. And you people are stupid. You are stupid. You know, those of us that know how to escape will just leave. You morons have no idea what you've done. Your only identity is saying, oh my gosh, Michelle Obama came out and said, don't be bossy. And I went and saw the clip. That means feminism's not good, so don't be bossy. How bossy is saying, don't say the word bossy? They're attacking the English language. They're attacking thought. These people are the most wild authoritarians. They make 1984 look like a vacation manual. I mean, these people are Monty Python level tyrants. Joke level. And they know they are. And they're involved in all sorts of criminal operations. Oh my! And by the way, the globalists are using the illegals as a cutout of their own private Democratic Party black market. You get caught with fake documents as a citizen, 5 years in jail, book thrown at you. If you're an illegal, you can do whatever you want. You get bank accounts with whatever you want. It's all on record. And that, remember a few years ago in Austin, $87 million to one house of tax returns and nobody got in trouble? One house, they got $87 million in fake tax return. Atlanta, it was 100-something million at one house. And nobody got in trouble because governmental mafia groups, the people at that house weren't getting that money. Don't you understand? This is the money laundering, big bank, narcotics trafficking, globalist combine taking us down. And listen, if Rick Perry doesn't demand the Texas Guard down there, if they don't start removing and throwing them back over the border, and if the Mexican troops want to fire on them like they're already doing on the state police, let's have a war. Let's see what Texas can do. Texas will kick Mexico's ass like we've done before, and I've had enough of it. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are literally imploding the country right now. And Rick Perry is saying, oh, you know, you need to come down here and see this, Obama. And people are like, that's too tough of Perry. What? And again, I'm talking about the corrupt Mexican military. But see, Texas has sent more DPS down there, you name it, trying to do something, to Texas's credit and to Rick Perry's credit. And to the head of the DPS's credit. And of course, it's being demonized. How dare you put some police down on a totally collapsed border with a third world hellhole? How dare you? This is insane. But if you look at what's going on with Mexico, it's the CIA, it's the big banks that launder the money on record that actually went and created Los Zetas and destabilized Mexico and helped bring it down with the Mexican army. And then use a fake drug war to go after the competition they don't control. This has all come out in federal court. So it isn't even Mexico's fault. It's the same global criminals running Mexico that run the United States. And the truth is the American people have solidarity with the people of Mexico. See, this is reality radio, folks. On one hand, I'm angry at Mexico and the corruption and them shooting at the Border Patrol and the state police and killing people and shaking people down and all the corruption. But on the other hand, I understand the bigger picture and how it's all a giant manipulation. And we need to understand what's going on before it fully collapses and the next big giant waves get here. Let's go to this Obama clip on July 4th.
And that's why if we want to keep attracting the best and the brightest from beyond our shores, we're going to have to fix our immigration system, which is broken, and pass common sense immigration reform. We shouldn't be making it harder for the best and the brightest to come here and create jobs here and grow our economy here. We should be making it easier. And that's why I'm going to keep doing. He agrees with me. So I'm going to keep doing everything I can do to keep making our immigration system smarter and more efficient. So hardworking men and women, like all of you, have the opportunity to join the American family and to serve our great nation so we can be stronger and more prosperous and more.
Remember what Pelosi said?
Together.
She said.
I'll close with a quick story. George.
Yeah, that's enough. She said, remember 2 weeks ago, she said, oh, we're all one region. We're all one hemisphere. I mean, this is globalism. That's what Petraeus said over in England. He said, what comes after America? North America. But not like freedom in Canada or Mexico. Total corporate tyranny where the elite live in these big armored compounds and areas. And we're all thrown in with all these poor, desperate people to drive down the wages and implode the economy. And even unwashed masses overall would be good long term. Because I believe in humanity. If they weren't being given free welfare. Again, that destroys people. Adversity makes men, to quote Victor Hugo, prosperity makes monsters. We've seen what's happened. I have another clip of Obama coming up, and I'm going to go through all this news of what's happening. But a failed, collapsed, narco-terrorist kleptocracy called Mexico that feeds on its poor people and is just unrivaled in this hemisphere for total oppression is now being merged with our sickening, evil, corrupt political class, with the Democratic Party riding at the head of it.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, that intro about from the front lines of the war, people like to laugh at that for about 15 years. Not funny now, is it? The whole world, every nation state is being wrecked. Ukraine, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Pakistan. They're using Al-Qaeda, Pentagon. It's in the London Guardian yesterday, Saturday, up on Infowars.com. I've got it in the stack that British government was in secret program to train 100,000 rebels to fight Assad. And they were Al-Qaeda. Gave them Stinger missiles. And then now, oh, we got to take your rights because of Al-Qaeda. Oh, we've got to have civil emergency in the Southwest with the federal government because Obama and the rest of them had award ceremonies for the, quote, Dream Act kids and advertised for them to come up here. And so now hundreds of thousands a month are slamming into the U.S. and being given free bus rides wherever they want, being put on welfare. And Obama says just legalize them all, or he'll do it by executive order. That's called dictatorship. And I've been saying over and over again, you notice he gets away with more and more. Even if he leaves office, the precedent's set for presidents and the bureaucracies to do whatever they want. But remember, you don't get left alone. It's like selective anarchy. There's anarchy on the border. There's anarchy at the federal government. I saw in mainstream news, what was it last week, about at the FDA and the EPA, they defecate and urinate in the halls. The toilets aren't broken. They just like to crap on the walls. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just a government completely at the federal level out of control. And then now you've got Border Patrol getting shot and killed. You got state police in their gunboats that they deployed down there. I criticized them when they bought those. I guess they needed them. They knew something I didn't know. It's incredible. You know, we had a state senator on a few years ago, and then I talked to some folks at the Capitol privately last year and said this on air, that they believe Mexico would fully collapse into the U.S. and that the federal government may allow that to bring in the North American Union. And I had no confidence in the state of Texas to actually do anything. Now they're openly talking about this and deploying paramilitary Texas Rangers and state police and others. The local sheriff departments have done what they're supposed to, created posses of auxiliary unpaid deputies just to stop the hardcore criminals that are down there. And it's already a war on the border, ladies and gentlemen. A full-scale crazy town war. And again, order out of chaos. The globalists want to then bring in more control. And Obama's answer is legalize all the illegals. That'll make them all legal. Problem solved. If you can get here, you're legal. Well, yeah. And it'll increase the amount of people coming here. We should be doing like Australia and Switzerland does, only taking the best immigrants, ladies and gentlemen. Instead, we take the low unskilled and look at what we've turned into. Let's go to this clip of Obama last Monday, saying he would act alone outside of Congress. Again, they have a name for it. Hitler was one of these people. Stalin was one of these people. Mao Zedong was one of these people. It's really happening here. By the way, he's now saying he's going to sign executive orders to ban a lot of guns. And even the NRA's warning of that. Get ready, folks. And you're like, well, that'll never happen. There'll be a civil war. That's the plan, Jack. And then they plan to implode Latin America into us and have that be basically the blue team against the red team. Anybody who isn't a communist, anybody who thinks the state doesn't run their life, anybody who thinks they built their business is going to be on the red team, a racist demon. And that doesn't mean the Republicans are good. The globalists have just chosen that as the split. And that's the plan. And Obama's like the new Abraham Lincoln that will crush the evil rebellion. I mean, this is all in the liberal publications. These people are not liberals. These are a bunch of lazy government payroll weirdos who actually think they're going to have some weird holy war on the American libertarian or conservative. You people are crazy. I mean, once this thing starts, you're going to get your clocks cleaned so bad, you can't even imagine the time bomb you're sitting on, morons. And your bosses are going to sit offshore in Luxembourg and London and in other rich areas while everything goes to hell in a handbasket. This is the takedown. Did you know from France to South Korea to China to Russia, they all just left the dollar this week? And that's why you notice prices are exploding everywhere. Do you people have any idea how we've been betrayed and thrown under the bus? We're going to be just like the poor Latin Americans with no future, bankrupted and made poor on purpose for political control. Do you realize how rich, resource-wise and culturally, Latin America is? But they never got out from under colonialism. And we never fully did either. But our little experiment, a little bit of freedom, produced more wealth than any country ever has. And all that's going right down the crapper right now. We're losing everything because you American people, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, I don't care, wanted to watch the World Cup and the NFL and didn't give a you-know-what about the future. And so you were wide open with no political immune system and the wolves came in. And now, if you don't wake up right now, the police, the military, the government, all of you bureaucrats, the average citizens, and get up off your giant political weak butts. You're going to get gang raped by hardcore global financial jackals that are taking down Spain, Greece, Iceland, Ireland, everything else. They will watch this country burn, dumbasses. And I don't usually talk like this a lot, but I'm talking to the people out there that have made jokes about this radio show for years. You're going to see every bit of it unfold very soon. Hell, Obama might even become a dictator. I'm talking to all of you that work at places like Media Matters for the White House and think you're all cute and funny, lowering the drawbridge to bring down this nation. You're involved in treason. It ain't just a word. Let's go to the clip of the traitor. Let's go to the clip of the would-be dictator, the titular head, the figurehead, the front man of the political, correct, militarized takedown of this country.
We've seen a surge of unaccompanied children arrive at the border, brought here and to other countries by smugglers and traffickers. I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own, without Congress. As a first step, I'm directing the Secretary of Homeland Security and the Attorney General to move available and appropriate resources from our interior to the border.
Yeah, and that's to bust the illegals in faster. Again, imagine back in the middle of June, we have video of the buses coming in and then the Border Patrol giving them vouchers and loading them on buses to go wherever they want. We have the head of emergency management of McAllen admit it. We have it all admitted. We have ICE whistleblowers. We have the head of the Border Patrol tell us what's going on, and the media wouldn't cover it until 2 days ago when the New York Times covered it. And then everyone went, oh my gosh, the New York Times admitted it. Oh my, it must be true then. I mean, pathetic. Oh, I said I'd settle down. I have been so angry. I have been so upset about this, ladies and gentlemen. And again, we could take a few million more immigrants on top of the ones we got, even if they went on welfare. The problem is they love the Democratic Party. They have no idea politically. They've come from governments where they're totally disarmed and there's guys in black uniforms with machine guns that rape their wives and daughters whenever they want. All they want is food for their kids. I don't blame them. But they're going to vote to take the guns. They're going to vote like MSNBC says that your kids don't belong to you. They're going to bring in the control freak totalitarian system. Totalitarian means total control. But that's not even the issue. What is going on with the political elite that they would open the border up like this and do all this other lawless stuff and do whatever they want and have us sign on to $1,500 trillion of derivatives in 2008 bipartisan? And where is the Republican leadership doing anything? They're doing nothing. They're acting like they don't know what Obama and the Democrats are doing. Gee, there's a lot of kids coming in. Why aren't you doing anything about it? Doing anything? They load them on buses and take them wherever they want to go and put them on welfare. Man, I'm sick of doing everybody's job around here. But the good news is we've been breaking most of this big news. And we've been getting it covered. And that's why we have this article that was up on Drudge the last 3 days, since last Friday. Feds threaten journalists with prison over report on illegal immigration. And then I have the other article right here where congressman from Oklahoma told by federal judge he's not allowed. He's not allowed, ladies and gentlemen, to go and find out what's even on these bases. Congress can't see what's on the bases. Congress is co-equal to the stinking dictator. I mean, America, listen, if you want to get robbed and politically have everything you got taken, you ever wondered how America would get conquered? From within, folks. We find the Cicero quote. I desperately need the Cicero quote. I want to come back in the next hour with the Cicero quote. We found it. We're gonna read this quote when we start the next hour, and I'm going to go try to settle down. But you know what? I don't need to settle down. We've gotten in this position because we've been in a coma. Awaken! Get out of your coma or be slaves! Second hour!
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does
Turn me loose.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Notice how a bunch of stuff's happening you never thought would happen. Obamacare. 21 taxes, 7 of them on people under the poverty line. Payroll taxes, you name it. Medical device taxes on little kids' prosthesis. Artificial legs, arms. You name it. And it starts stalling the economy since it went into partial implementation. That's planned. I mean, look, let me tell you something. If I wanted to shut a country down, I'd shut down its power plants. I mean, this is not rocket science, ladies and gentlemen. If you study geopolitical systems and history, and you look at what's going on, it gives you the big chill. I thought I'd have a segment called The Big Chill. Because I keep saying I'm getting chills, and I mean, I'm getting chills all the time. And I grew up in Dallas, and the few times I'd gotten mugged or whatever, I'd get a chill right before it happened. And I don't need a sixth sense, ladies and gentlemen, to know we're in grave danger. I don't need Robbie the Robot to say, danger, danger, Will Robinson. Danger approaching from the south, the north, the east, the west. You can see it. And I was just telling Nico and CJ out there during the break, the fact that they'd pass Obamacare, the fact that they would do this to power plants, the fact that they would put our military under NATO command and Congress would do nothing, the fact that they would spend tens of billions in fake energy companies and just give it to their friends. I mean, there's never been corruption like this that I've seen. And basically, I watched the looting of Mexico in the 80s with Salinas and others, and he was allowed to run to the U.S. with billions of stolen dollars after he devalued the Mexican peso. And I watched how he was run out of the United States, you know, up into the 90s. I watched it with several Mexican presidents. And then I studied the IMF, World Bank, John Perkins, Economic Hitman, others. And the globalists said back in 2002 when Stiglitz leaked that memo, I mean, he claims he didn't, when Stiglitz quit as the head economist at the World Bank and the memos came out, and Greg Palast released it here, that Europe and the United States, Canada, New Zealand, Australia were next. And the Australians, to their credit, got pulled far down the rat hole by this. They're starting to claw back. So that gives us some hope. Will we claw back from it and start voting down carbon taxes? Start controlling our borders? Start repealing all the draconian anti-liberty laws? But I'm telling you, the fact that the New World Order would open the border up and ship the illegals in and try to keep that secret, and then let me tell you, it freaks me out even worse when guess who time after time continues to blow holes in their operation? Infowars.com. And believe me, that's not fun. Because I know what it means to be sneaking around in Smog's lair. And DrudgeReport.com continues to take our articles. It isn't about being popular or being well-known at this point. It's about literally in an information war. And I know how serious and dangerous it is to have the White House run groups, MSNBC, Media Matters, attacking me every week, every day in some cases. And Drudge knows that too, folks. And I look at all the other mainline conservative talk shows. They're starting to go there. But not really, because they're scared. They're scared. And we need more people, ladies and gentlemen, to start telling the truth to beat this, but also so they don't come after me. And I'm ready for them to come after me. I'm not afraid of that. I'm afraid of failure. I'm afraid of letting evil continually win over and over and over again. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. I'm the only person I know who's consistently said for the last few years the false flag may be opening the border up. Because that was in Pentagon plans that were shot down by Reagan. But it was produced by his people wanting to bring in total control bipartisan. Rex 84. Look it up. It's in the Miami Herald. I've got it in my films. Police State film. Police State 2000. And I'm the only one saying they would let Al-Qaeda come in to attack us again and form a new Al-Qaeda army in the Middle East. That's what ISIS now is. And then they're now saying that. And I'm the only one that told you they would do an economic implosion to bring in martial law. And that they'd set off a nuke. Oh, yeah, a nuke. So this is how America dies. Globalist treachery. Treason. And it's only the beginning if they get away with it. This is an emergency transmission worldwide.
Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Can't
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Give me some more. Give me some more. Some more truth. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. It's not talk radio. It's survival. It's not talk radio. It's resistance. It's not talk radio. It's freedom. It's blood pumping. It's red, white, and blue, 1776, worldwide. And I am your host, Alex Jones. We have Kit Daniels, who is facing prison. Our reporter, feds threatened journalists with prison over a report on illegal immigration. Infowars.com. We have the official letter, the phone numbers. You'd think the whore media, since Drudge picked this up last Friday, would have picked this up, but it took them 3 weeks to pick up that we broke that Obama has the Border Patrol in black buses for DHS ship the illegals in. The protests in Texas and California, you see, of folks blocking the DHS buses. How do people know about that? Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com. And I'm not tooting our horn. We're right up front, on point, in maximum overdrive, going right into the front of this, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not going to get into the dirty tricks that go on, the stuff that gets pulled. I love it because I've told the story of my grandfathers. One of them was a fighter pilot in World War II, the other a B-17 pilot. And it was a famous World War II saying, you fly into the flak to find the target. Or if you're a fighter protecting bombers, you fly into the flak to protect the bombers. And so I'm steered into the flak. I expect the flak. I mean, don't take my victory away from me any way we cut it. I'm not a coward. I know what I'm flying into. The point is, do you out there know how serious things are? Do you out there realize how real this is? The federal government is no more. It is completely bankrupt and run by offshore criminal interests that want a giant, poor North American union with all these poor, desperate people from Latin America where the globalists have already imploded their countries and blamed it on the USA. So they hate the US on average, but love the Democrats and will vote to take our guns almost to a man. This is the reality. And again, last week I had a top UC professor. He's all over national television. Daryl Hamamoto, expert political scientist, the head of Asian American Studies at the University of California at UC Davis, saying this is a giant social engineering operation. And by the way, he's got a Rockefeller Foundation accredited. That's where he was basically funded and trained for his PhDs and the rest of it. Just like Francis Boyle, who was trained at the high-level Harvard secret PhD, the same one Kissinger and Brzezinski were given. And he's coming out saying this is exactly what it is. I care about every man, woman, and child in this country. I don't care what color you are and where you are worldwide. I can't go to the third world and see poor, destitute people and the homeless children. It's too painful. But merging with all of that will bring us down, not bring us up. And that's the globalist plan. And that's why I'm firmly against it. We're about to go to Kit Daniels, Infowars.com reporter. But first, a quote by the statesman, philosopher, historian Marcus Cicero, attributed to a speech in the Roman Senate on the floor that was then put out in public proclamations. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious. When you study things, that's so true. We can survive our fools and even the ambitious, because you can be taught by fools and by sages, to quote Aerosmith. Back to Cicero. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of the nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague. And ladies and gentlemen, you ever wondered how America would fall? You'll never even know it falls as third world populations are all around you. I go down to the hike and bike trail all the time with my children. And I go to an area that nobody's at. And I went down to it, and it literally. And I didn't even dislike them. I felt sad even surveilling them. But all up and down it were Guatemalans fishing with strings they'd found and cans, and they had backpacks. And I did shoot some video, but it's so painful with their little desperate children. I felt sorry for them. The globalists are manipulating my own humanity. But I'm going to dispatch my reporters next week down there. There are groups of Guatemalans. I went up and talked to them, and I saw their Mayan backpacks. And they didn't speak English, but I said, Guatemala? And they said, yes, Guatemala. Folks, we have literal homeless Guatemala on the bike trail now. Down off the hill of life. I mean, folks, this country is being imploded right now. That's all I can tell you. How long till we got a break here? We're going to hold Ken into the next segment. Here's the headline. Feds threaten journalists with prison over report on illegal immigration. I've been following the amazing coverage at DrudgeReport.com of just the complete collapse of this country. And then we have the full letter with the one-star general that issued it saying that you will be, if he ever enters any bases or the jurisdiction of the United States, that he will face 6 months in jail, and then it goes into the whole fine just to begin with. You shall be fined not more than $5,000 or in prison not more than 6 months or both by 18 U.S.C. 3571B6. And this was sent to our unlisted address here and to our listed address. And this is what he gets for going in saying, I'm here as a reporter, goes through the open base, and then he shows the illegals en masse there. So, Kit Daniels, I know you're out in Lampasas near Fort Hood, spending the tail end of the 4th of July weekend with your parents. But in the land of the free, home of the brave, I mean, Obama has arrested Tea Partiers and journalists like no other president and audited and shut down pro-life groups and has an enemies list that would make Nixon blush. And they're now saying they want to shut down internet freedom. So I guess you ought to be proud of this letter. I know Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, who went with you, he's very upset, combat vet hero in his own right. He's very upset over the fact that he wasn't sent a letter as well. This is a badge of honor.
Yeah, absolutely. This letter shows you that you're definitely in the flat cloud. You know, you're definitely on target. And I was thinking about this when I was driving up here to Lampasas, that the Obama administration is intentionally using military bases to house illegals because they have an easier time to block access to the press and to the public. You know, back before 9/11, I used to go on Fort Hood, which is about 30 miles from here, for martial arts class, and I could just drive on base, no problem. But after 9/11, I had to go through a checkpoint and had to go through a vehicle search. So a lot of this is all due to the police state that's been implemented through 9/11.
It's being used on us, though. I mean, have you noticed Pelosi and Obama keep speaking at bases, but on domestic issues, they do it to control everything. There's no press there. They call it a press conference. No one's there. In fact, you guys went down twice, and they detained you guys once in Biggs and said you can't be here. Homeland Security did the Secret Service for Pelosi, and you guys had the press release that they were having a press conference. I mean, I got former Scripps Howard News Service reporters, you name it. I send you guys out, and they put you in handcuffs. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Beautiful music, Baker Street bringing us in. Look, I'm hyperventilating and ranting today because if the political class can get away with this, they can do anything. And it shows how destructive they are. And because they can pose with Homeland Security, the Department of Illegal Immigrant Importation, because they can pose as the saviors over any crisis, they only get more power out of the problems they create, the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. That's why they've been funding al-Qaeda for decades. And the media spins it. Alex says there's no Muslim extremists. No, I didn't say that. I said criminal elements in government and corporations are funding these groups to destabilize the world so they can radically transform our country into a police state. And now you hear the police state isn't for al-Qaeda. It's not for the open borders. It's not for the illegals. It's for the American people and the Tea Party and gun owners and returning veterans. I mean, this is dangerous. They train the military to fight who they think the next enemy is going to be. And now in hundreds of mainstream publications, not just Infowars.com breaking it 6 years ago, but in hundreds of mainstream publications, all of you know this, it's all over the news. They say gun owners and veterans are terrorists and are going to blow up federal buildings and we've all got to be arrested. Now, you know that's a bunch of bull. You know Clinton had his hands all over Oklahoma City. So much proof, I could spend 10 hours on it. I could convict all of them in front of a jury in just a few hours. I have the eyewitnesses, the names, where the bombs were at, and video of it. So, listen, they're doing all this because they think they can win. And I'm not trying to scare you telling you all this. I'm trying to get you to realize that your only hope is to speak out against it and say no to it. And to stand behind those that tell the truth. There's all these talk show hosts locally and nationally that make fun of me all day long. And I don't even need you to apologize to me. I need you to apologize to your own family and yourself and start telling the truth. And to admit that InfoWars knows what it's talking about. That I know what I'm talking about. And you better get on the ball right now. Or quite frankly, I've sworn to stay here till it all collapses. I don't know what I'm doing with my family, but I could broadcast from another country. I'll tell you right now, again, a lot of people have said you should have an exit plan, and I agree with them. This isn't a game, people. I mean, this is not a game. The level of crime being committed by the federal government is, let's just go back to Kit Daniels. Kit, you got cut off by that last break. Again, the White House is wanting you arrested for saying, hi, I'm here to report, I'm here to go on. And because their own gate person still thought it was a free country on an open base, they let you in with our reporters. I guess was it you've been down there a bunch. Was it you and Jakari? Was it you and Biggs? Which trip is this letter covering?
It was the trip of me and Biggs. I think it was about the middle of June.
Yeah, and this letter was signed the 28th. We didn't get it till Thursday.
Yeah, so it took them a good 2 or 3 weeks to send me this letter.
Saying we're going to put you in prison if you ever come on a base again.
Yeah, and I want to point out that when the Founding Fathers talked about freedom of the press, they were not talking about corporate media. What they were talking about was independent publishers, like at the time was, you think about like the Poor Rich Goldman Act and so on and so forth.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it was total underground, hidden little presses printing off 20 little, you know, proto photocopies, two-sided bills about what the Redcoats did. That's why all of you aren't just as important as the New York Times. It's compromise and globalist run. You are all we've got, listeners. Get out there. Go ahead, kid. I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the little underground publishers back then, they are the bloggers of today. They are the citizen journalists of today. And that's why it's critical to support the alternative media, because what we're seeing right now is a renaissance of the press. Investigative journalism is almost dead in mainstream media. But all the former investigative journalists are now coming to alternative media. So within the next 5-10 years, there's going to be an explosion of alternative media.
And again, we're not even alternative. I use that word, too. We're the real media versus the state-run media. 3 weeks ago, Kit, we broke. This is so bombshell. Not that we broke it, but that they could cover it up for 3 weeks. that they're shipping the illegals in and giving them vouchers on government-funded buses, Greyhound. And we have video of it, and it all being admitted. It's now in the New York Times, but they hit it like flatulence in church in the back of an article. That, oh, yeah, the spokesman said they're shipping them into the country.
Yeah, it's pretty common that the real news in articles is usually in the eighth or ninth paragraph.
And, again, they do that just to cover their butts, and they get fired if they don't. I mean, I know a lot of big folks. I've had ABC Nightly News host, had dinner with him. He didn't say it was off record. I was on Nightline. He also hosted that. And they basically just admitted, you know, they're mercenaries. I've had dinner. I'm not bragging. It's just I've seen stuff people haven't seen. And most people that even work for the system are scared. And they got bills to pay and have had divorces and, you know, got alimony to pay. And they are literally mercenaries. And they go home and get drunk at night because they're so depressed about it. And now they're losing their jobs. The globalists don't even need them anymore. They rode the mainstream media like a horse until it had a heart attack and died. They rode it to death until it was fully discredited, and now they announce, oh, we have robots to write the articles now. I mean, what type of system is this? A bunch of traitors. There's no honor among thieves, people. None of your pensions are safe. Nothing safe under a system like this. This is pure evil coming in. Kent, other points.
Well, if you want to protect yourself as a journalist, you got to be an individual. You cannot be a part of the collective. Because the collective doesn't care about you as an individual. They're not going to care about you as a journalist. They're just going to use you until they can bring in the robot journalist. So it's just you notice on the cable news now that most of the so-called news shows are political commentary, like Alex Wagner and MSNBC, so on and so forth. They're not really reporting on anything. They're just bad-mouthing other media heads or people they disagree with. And that is how far the mainstream media has fallen, because you no longer, not only has investigative journalists disappeared, but now news reporting, in essence, has also disappeared. And now it's just political commentary that supports the establishment viewpoint.
Well, well said, Kit. We're going to have more with you coming up. I really appreciate your courage, because as George Orwell said, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. We appreciate you. We're going to come back with more with Kit Daniels here in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. But I just want to briefly, again, say this. We're not being dramatic. Our government signed on to $1.5 quadrillion, that's even in USA Today, of foreign fake counterfeit debt in 2008. There's political elites getting caught doing, you name it, secret experimentation, forced abortions. Nobody gets in trouble in this country. The political class is in a crazy revolution against normalcy and decency and against any restraint on them. Satanism's the only description of it. These people are out of control. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars is still there for now. You're listening to The Resistance.
Answer to 1984. Is 17.
I don't know if we got a chance, but
you're listening to the Alex
Jones
Show.
I just can't roll over. I'm sorry. On this Sunday after July 4th, I don't know if I can beat them. I don't know if you can, but I know this: I can't lay down. I can't give in. I can't roll over. The globalists are so evil. They're so wicked. They use giant masses of third world people they've impoverished and destroyed. If I was a globalist, I would support the Gardasil shots that are on record sterilizing women that are being forcibly given to all Mexican school-age girls. If I was a globalist, I would support that. I'd be called a liberal. I'd be hailed as a trendy. But I'm against killing the Mexicans. So I'm a racist. I'm against killing the blacks. 52% are aborted. So I'm a racist. I'm for human liberty and dignity worldwide. So I'm evil. And I guess that's just the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. But there's a wind on down the road. Ha ha! Your shadow's taller than your soul. You have been weighed wanting. You have served evil, all of you that have gone along with this. And now you will face judgment. The There's still time to repent politically. But for those of you that have consciously been part of this, judgment always comes, and it comes twice. Judgment is always served up while you're still alive. And then again. And not because it's even judgment. It's the path that you've chosen. It's the way that your soul turned. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's now leave this live rendition of the Stairway to Heaven, Stairway to New World Order Hell, and let's go back to Kit Daniels. Kit, you got the floor. Great reporter, making national headlines every few weeks, just going out and reporting reality. Just going to the border, watching with the rest of the great crew, Jakari Jackson and others, Adon Salazar breaking that big story. The buses come across. They load on Homeland Security buses. They're taken to Greyhound buses. They're given vouchers. You interview them. They admit it. And now they've been forced to report on that. Even though we're watching the Republic burn, it's satisfying that we did our job. And I've been very critical of the Texas State Police since they got rid of the last director and went along with a lot of federal initiatives that they have put gunboats down on the border. They are getting shot at. They are still arresting violent felons and up to eight times, like Arpaio said, in Maricopa County, Arizona, they just give them to ICE and ICE releases them over and over again. And the police are working overtime for free all over the country because I guess they really have an instinct to try to secure the borders. The sheriffs are being attacked in Travis County, everywhere else, for just deporting violent felons. I mean, that's evil, according to the Chronicle. I tell you, the Chronicle might as well just be like a Soviet rag or something here in Austin. I mean, I can't believe how evil it is with this latest article. I mean, this is Twilight Zone level. That the states are actually trying to do something other than California and are being criticized for trying to deport aggravated felons, arsonists, armed robbers, rapists, child rapists. I mean, I read 36,000 released by Obama in the last month, aggravated felons, and it's in mainstream news, and they say, release felons or you're racist. I mean, Kit, it's like I've entered the Twilight Zone. What's happening?
Well, absolutely. And it's like outside the alternative media, there's hardly being any press about it. But that's how even more bizarre it is.
All right, now listen, let's get into this letter that's up on Infowars.com and been on Drudge since Friday. I haven't checked if it's still up there today, but so many great headlines, so many important headlines up there. But, I mean, tell folks what happened. They let you on the base because there's video of this. You guys always are up front. We don't lie. That's our policy. You told them you were coming. You went on.
Yeah, we drove up. We showed our ID to the guard at the entrance. He gave us directions, and we drove on in. It wasn't anything like we were. We jumped a fence to get over across to the base, just like how the illegals are getting through America.
Well, if you were like the railway killer who killed dozens of people and was an illegal, they would just release you. Or if you were a child rapist, Kit, your problem is you're not a child rapist.
Yeah, I'm just a proud American.
So continue to tell folks what you saw. And, of course, we had video reports, again, that got picked up big time that made them angry.
Well, when we went to the immigration shelter, we saw hundreds of thousands of illegal children, you know, playing games, playing basketball. I saw probably the biggest trash bags I've ever seen in my life. The subcontractor for Homeland Security had taken them out to the dumpster. There were three full-size 18-wheeler food trailers out in the back. There was a huge RV mobile health unit for emergencies for healthcare, which is absolutely something that VA doesn't do to its veterans. And what really bothered me the most was the fact that all these children are so close together that it wasn't a very sanitary operation. And it really brings fear that theoretically a incurable or a disease unknown to science could easily cross the southern border and affect millions of people.
But let's expand on that. That's already happened. Diseases, communicative diseases are off the chart now because of this. That's on record. It's on record also, as Senator Ted Cruz has said, that they use teenagers as mules. And this is a giant drug-running operation. And the Texas State Police have said that, and the Border Patrol, to Infowars.com in video interviews we have.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to emphasize the fact that this this kind of epidemic as far as diseases already happens in America. This is what how 80% of Native American populations died between the 16th and the 19th centuries. They had no immunity to diseases from Europe, just like how we don't have any immunity for diseases from Latin America because they're rare here in North America. Not only rare, but the doctors here don't even know how to check for them.
And by the way, the control press says, oh, that's racist or whatever. And sure, there's racist. There's racist Hispanics. There's racist whites. Sure, there's a bunch of white racists that are upset about all this. The point is that doesn't matter. Everybody knows you go to Central or South America, you got to take like 10 shots and all these pills, and you still get sick. I mean, this is a real issue, folks.
Yeah, and the Obama administration, to top it all off, is setting the president for a media blackout. You know, for example, when Jacardi and I went to on UT Austin back in April when Obama came in town, I talked to a photo journalist for several years, and he told me that the press access was the worst he's ever seen it. And also the White House Press Association said the exact same thing.
Oh, it's on record. They have university studies that show Obama's not the worst. He's double the worst. So yeah. The worst it ever was, it's double that.
If you can control the press, you can control the narrative.
Well, look, that's a great point. I'm glad you raised that. Only DrudgeReport.com. I hate to keep just constantly thanking Drudge. It's almost obnoxious, but only Drudge thought that was important, that they're threatening to arrest you for reporting on the illegals. Not the other libertarian or conservative media, not the liberal media, no one. Does anyone care if they're persecuting the press? As a culture, as a guild, as a society, doesn't the press stick together? I mean, when they arrested Dinesh D'Souza, I got upset about it. If they arrested Michael Moore for a film, I would get upset about it. Where is the basic stick-together instinct, Kit Daniels?
It's disappearing. I mean, even the Associated Press is moving toward using a robot reporter, so to speak, hiring a software program that can write news reports.
The CIA developed that 10 years ago. We told folks last year in an InfoWars story it was coming. Last week they reported AP's getting rid of the reporters. They'll just put the press release of the White House in, and a robot will make it look like a human wrote it. Talk about control. See how you whore media people, you prostitute mainstream media, sold out? You sold out your own profession, dummies.
And now the new normal is going to be a media blackout on the same level as the invasion of Grenada back in 1983, when the press couldn't even get on the island for 3 weeks after the invasion began. Once they got on the island, all they could do was report on secondhand sources on the invasion.
Well, the people perish for lack of knowledge, and every listener out there, you're a journalist. You better get a video camera or a recorder, go to city council, ask questions, start a blog, a Facebook, whatever. Start reporting, and we'll beat them. They can't shut us all down. And the good news is police, military, media people, government folks are more upset than ever. I went through U.S. Customs last week coming back to the U.S. Most of them were listeners. It blew me away, and we're totally freaked out. So the good news is the average person in government is more awake than the general public because they understand how serious this is.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Again, final segment here. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I didn't take any calls today. We will tomorrow, guaranteed. It's just things are so epic. It's epic how many people are waking up. It's epic how corrupt the political and corporate system is. It's epic how asleep the general population has been. There's a big awakening happening, but people are either awakening or they're getting even more lethargic and dumbed down. And as this hyperinflation kicks in with the basic commodities, as we're seeing, but as a depression happens in the real economy, we're going to see stagflation. The yuppies are going to double down on the system and do whatever it says. Whatever it says. If it says open the borders to 100 million people, they'll do it. They believe in the system. Like somebody walking into a Nazi death camp. I always watch those horrible film footage of the women going out in the pits with little kids and being shot, and the men with hat in hand, you know, stripping down naked. You watch the raw newsreels that have been released, you know, bowing and being polite and lining their kids up to be shot. Not me. You can go to hell. It just is not going to happen, okay? And I've tried to fix this peacefully. But they're on record building FEMA camps. I had this UC top professor, head of Asian American Studies on, Daryl Hamamoto. I keep saying Hamamoto. And I had him on the show, and you know he's one of the top researchers on the whole situation with Japanese Americans being put in the internment camps. And he said, no, I've researched the FEMA camps are real. Yeah, they're all right there. They're public. They're not called FEMA camps. They're called Emergency Centers Establishment Act, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, Civil Emergency Centers. That's Daryl Hamamoto saying that. I mean, the system is geared up for war with the American people, and denial has gotten us to the point we're at right now. Denial has brought us the point we're in. And the establishment wants us poor and destitute, battling with a bunch of third world labor, swamping the country, so that we're too busy fighting with each other over crumbs to deal with them, who are destroying the wealth and the prosperity on purpose to make us politically manageable. That's what it comes down to. And we've been trusting so long that I saw a study last year that 76% of seafood isn't even seafood and is fake. There was a new study out last week. 59% of tuna sold in the U.S. isn't even tuna. 94% of tuna and more than three quarters of sushi samples in New York City mislabeled. And that's a new report out of the New York newspapers. Liberty Blitzkrieg did a boil down of it. But that just shows how fake it all is. And if you question fraud, they call it a conspiracy theory. If you question a bill, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you question why you're being abused, you're a conspiracy theorist. It's just a way to say, sit down, shut up, let me abuse you. Don't be a critical thinker. Let me tell you what to think. Let me tell you what to do. And so we now stand here at the crossroads as we get deeper into Mordor. What are you going to do about what's happening? I mean, think how crazy the political class is now that they would publicly fund al-Qaeda, change its name to ISIS, let al-Qaeda kill 300,000 people in Syria, most of them Christians, and call them freedom fighters, and nobody gets in trouble. They got away with lying about so many things, the Iraq war, the Afghan war, all these other wars, all these other police actions. I mean, look at this headline, exclusive, Reuters, U.S. discloses secret Somalia military presence. That's never ended. And it's not to fight radical Muslims. It's to go after any stabilizing force. And our military men don't know that. They're compartmentalized. Well, guess what? The compartmentalization ends now. That's what I'm here to do. Doesn't mean I have all the answers, but I've got more than most. And I'm willing to tell you. And I've decompartmentalized. And once you learn how to decompartmentalize, you'll do it for your own self. And you'll give us the HUMET, the human intelligence we need, and the organic human survival system to defeat this new world order. All we got to do is point out the shadow system, the shadow global corporate crime syndicate, destroying national sovereignty, destroying due process, destroying freedom, destroying jobs. It's game over for the new world order. All we got to do is send our reporters down to the border to show that Obama's shipping them in, not just letting them in, and it's game over. All you got to do is make sure those stories go viral, and it's over. And all you got to do if they shut me up is step up into my place. And don't wait for me to get taken out or set up for that to happen. Get in the battle now. History is happening now. You are the resistance. You are the Paul Revere. People call me up saying, oh, you're Paul Revere. It makes me want to throw up. We're all Paul Revere. Don't thank me. I'm trying to survive. I've got my head screwed on straight enough to know how things work. And I want to live. I want to be free. I don't want to be a slave or a peon. That's what it comes down to. So if you want to be free, you better fight for it now politically in the info war before they blow up a bunch of stuff and blame it on the liberty movement and start a civil war trying to purge us, which will absolutely wipe out the police and military, which is planned. They want to kill the liberty movement and the veterans while the police and military get wiped out to then bring in the UN forces when the whole Southwest goes up in flames with 20 million illegals pouring across the border with orders from the Democratic Party to set everything on fire. I've seen their plan. It's clear. You've been given their plan. And that's what it comes down to. And I'm here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm basically a copy of everybody that came before me, and so are you. Well, the people that came before me were on the Mayflower. They were in 1776, and they were at Washington on the Brazos in East Texas starting the revolution. And they raised Colonel Travis's son. And I'm right here, right now, ladies and gentlemen, fighting the tyranny again. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I want freedom. And when it comes down to fighting tyranny, I'm a genetic mutt, but I'm a liberty-loving, absolute thoroughbred. Ready to win the race if you'll join me. All of us together, all of our ancestors. I don't care where you've come from. The little bit of freedom you got is because your granddaddy or your great-grandma or somebody before them stood up to some tyrant. And that's where we've now come to at this point. And I need you to support InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. I need you to go there and get the very best pro-gun t-shirts, the very best anti-socialist t-shirts, the very best high-quality revolutionary supplements that power this whole operation. I need you to become an InfoWars Nightly News member at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're running a special in the month of July. It's normally 2 months off when you sign up for a year. It's 5 months off when you sign up for a year. 11 people can use each membership. That's 1 cent a day. 11 cents a day per membership, 11 cents a day, 1 cent for each person that can use it. That only pays for the bandwidth. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. Tell your friends and family about this radio show. Decide to break out of your trance. Decide to come out of the dream that's political correctness and the New World Order. Decide to live. Decide to be part of the animating contest of liberty. Decide to get involved or roll over and politically be a slave and die. In closing, we need your financial support, InfoWarsStore.com. You'll find the best high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds there, the biggest selection, fruit trees, planting seeds, tobacco seeds, it's all there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. The Nascent Iodine, the Supermel Vitality, the Lung Shield for the chemtrails, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. It's a testament to what's left of the free market and a testament to what's left of free will and free association that you funded this operation with a great team of reporters and crew and everybody here and the graphics people and the customer service and everybody that brings you InfoWars.com. And our wonderful AM and FM affiliates, and our wonderful sponsors, and our wonderful listeners. We're all in this together, and we will surely hang separate if we don't hang together, to butcher the quote by Benjamin Franklin. He said, we'll hang together or hang separate. That's what it comes down to. Kinsmanship and freedom and true solidarity, the transcends race or religion of true human liberty, is now before you. The globalists are running the open borders. They're running the gun control. They're running the GMO. They're running the vaccines. They're running the secret experimentation. They're running the globalism. They're running Al-Qaeda. They're running the New World Order. They're playing their games. They hate us, and they think we're done. They think it's over. They think the age of man is over. To bring down the women and children, they've told us the technocracy is here, the age of the machines is here, and they've attacked the man and told women by pulling down men, they become empowered, wedded to the state. Women, you want to rebel? Embrace your men and tell them be men again. Tell them to be strong again. Tell them to come back with their shields or on them. Tell them to join the Immortal 300. Tell them to stop being slaves. Tell them to be involved. Tell them to be strong. Tell them to stop watching the damn sports. Tell them to become men again. And men, tell your women, become women again. We're a human family together. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, male, female, old, young. In the end, the desire for liberty and to control our destiny and to explore the universe beats in our hearts. I'm Alex Jones, signing off from the front lines of the InfoWar. I salute free humanity.